Hello, I'm CJ Wellerman, and this is episode number 49 of Channel the Rage. This is the podcast that raises awareness about victims of the global war on terror and anti-Muslim discrimination, and in doing so, gives a voice to the voiceless. In this episode, I speak with a Uyghur Muslim refugee who asks only to be identified as Mark. At this moment, he's in Australia desperately trying to be reunited with his wife and nine-month-old baby, whom both remain in China. Worse, his wife is facing 5 years in prison for simply being a Uyghur Muslim, and the Chinese government plans to sell the baby once his wife is incarcerated in 60 days' time. It's truly one of the hardest and most heartbreaking interviews I've ever conducted. As always, this episode is proudly brought to you by the MEND organisation. MEND represents Muslim engagement and development, and they work with the UK government to tackle Islamophobia. So please visit their site at www.mend.org.uk or follow them on Twitter at MEND Community. We also strongly recommend CAGE UK, which is an independent advocacy organisation working to empower communities impacted by the global war on terror. You can learn about CAGE by visiting www.cage.ngo or following them on Twitter at UK_CAGE. We also welcome the CJ Post to the podcast family. The CJ Post brings you news the mainstream media too often ignores, particularly issues regarding injustices against Muslim communities. Please visit their site at www.thecjpost.com. Also, grab yourself a copy of Q&A with an Islamophobe by Sadiq Bazawala. It's the ultimate toolkit for curing a friend or family member of Islamophobia. It's available on Amazon, and you can also hear my chat with Sadiq in episode number 7. Thank you, and here now is my chat with Mark.
Good, yourself?
Yeah, good, good. Very well, thank you. Mate, thank you so much for reaching out to me and regarding the situation regarding your wife in China. So you were telling me online, that she's in East Turkestan at the moment?
Yeah, in the room chair at the moment.
Right, and she's facing up to 5 years in prison.
Yeah.
And what is the reason China has given?
To be honest, the reason is really silly. The only reason is just because if she traveled with me to the Turkey, US, like went to the overseas. So that's the only reason they put her up in the jail for 5 years, just because she went to the Turkey and the US.
Right, so China definitely doesn't want her to leave China.
Yeah, not only her, I think apparently there's millions of people in the jail just because of traveling to overseas and the contacts with the overseas people.
Yes. Yeah, I recently interviewed a man in a similar situation to yourself, and his wife actually passed away in a prison in China, and he's been trying to sue the Chinese government. Yeah, so I mean, the situation you're facing is terrible. So, you have a 1 year old child.
He's 9 months old now. So he's 1 year old. So that's my deadline. He's 1 year old. So they're going to put him in the jail for 5 years. And I haven't seen my son yet.
Right. Okay. So as soon as your child turns one, they will put your wife in the prison.
Yeah.
And what will happen to the child, your child, after that?
In my opinion, they're going to give it to the orphan center, or adoption center. And if that's happening, there's no way to trace the baby or trace my wife.
Right, and you're in Australia now.
Yeah, I'm an Australian citizen. Actually, my son has a right to be Australian, mm-hmm. But the thing is, the Chinese government didn't even give the birth certificate, and they took my wife's ID, everything, passport, everything. So I can't even prove he's my son. Only I can prove some photos, everything to the Australian government. That's all I can prove, but I don't think Australian government just listening to me and trying to ignore me.
Right. And so you applied for refugee status in Australia?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So how were you able to leave China?
I came here in 2009 as an international student at the beginning, but my parents spent a lot of money to... I get the passport, and when I came here, And then I apply for the refugee.
Okay, right. And then you obviously wanted to bring your wife and child with you once you had settled.
And I married in 2016 actually, and with my wife in China. At that time, situation is not that bad, you know. It's getting worse now. Like at that time, it's all right. And then we went to the U.S., we went to the Turkey, and because my family's like one, I've got one family member in U.S. and another family member in Turkey. We just go there to visit them, you know. And then we were in Turkey. She was pregnant. And then she's craving was so bad, like she's craving the stuff, like only can find it in the room here. So I've got no choice to send her back until she's craving finish. But who knows, these kind of things happen. It suddenly happened, and in 1 year, everything's changed.
Right. When was the last time you had contact with your wife?
Like face to face, it's been a year,
1 year?
and now we can't. Yeah, now I'm contacting with her, like via my another friend, like sending a message, you know. I talk to another friend, he's talking to another friend, and that message going to my wife. I can't even talk to my wife.
Right. And who is she? She's not in prison at the moment. Is she in a detention center right now?
No. They a few months ago they lock her up for 1 week. So and then they let her go just because of baby is too young and still breastfeeding, and that's what I heard. And then and her like her breast is really hurt because of the milk, so they let her out. But when they let her out, they took their ID, everything, passport, everything, and they said like it's like order from the police. I don't know. And then they say gonna when the baby is 1 year old, gonna put her in the 5 years jail, not in the re-education center.
Right. And you think a re-education center would be better than a prison?
I think it's both of them, like to be honest, both of them is the same, but re-education center I think better than the prison.
Right.
But to be honest, there's not much different.
And why do you think China is not allowed, is putting Uyghurs who try to leave China into prison? Is it, do you think it's because China doesn't want the world to know the details of what's happening in East Turkestan?
Which yes, a bit not cool. Actually, I'm not that kind of politician guy. I'm just working hard, just doing my stuff, you know. But the things they're doing is way too much now. Like, it's gonna if they do keep doing like this, the world gonna be doing no more, I think.
I think that's China's goal.
Yeah, now like they people can't even go outside, and we can't even go inside. It's
And
really hard situation.
so you've in the contacts you've had with the Australian government,
Yes.
what ha you did mention the response before, but what has been, who have you spoken to and what has been the response? Have you?
I've been speaking to heaps of places like UNHCR. I haven't got a reply from them. I spoke to the contacts with the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop. She's like, I don't know, but maybe they're busy. I'm pretty sure they will. They are not going to ignore me because I'm Australian. Maybe they're busy. And I was trying to speak with the Alan Taj. Same thing. Maybe they didn't see my message, my email. Maybe they're busy. But I, Nick McKean from Green Senator Nick McKean. I don't know if you know him or not.
Oh, yes.
He's the one trying to help. He's the one trying to help bring my wife and son here. But
Has
the
he been,
thing,
has he made any progress?
yes, after I met Nick McKean, and then the things a little bit changed. So he's contacting the Julie Bishop, like Foreign Minister and Citizenship Minister Alan Taj. But it's like taking time. But the thing is, I've got a lesson 2 months, so like my baby is gonna be 1 year old. So
Right.
all I have is like 60 days to process it. So all I want is Australian government to be a little bit quicker.
Yeah, you said in your text to me that the Australian government wants a DNA test, but as you point out,
Sure.
you A DNA test of your baby and your wife, or just the baby?
Yeah, like for the baby, and they want to know that he's my baby. Like, but look, as long, he's definitely is my boy. I'm not gonna lie for that kind of things, you know.
Yeah.
And there's no point to lie for that kind of things. He's my baby, you know.
Sure.
Because when they come here, I'm gonna feed them. I'm gonna take care of them.
Yep.
If he's not my baby, he's not my wife, I'm not going to say he's my baby. But thing is now, they can't even leave my wife and my kid. They can't even leave the Urumqi. Can't even leave the city. They can't even go to doctor because they got no ID, nothing.
Wow.
I'm going to do the DNA test.
Exactly. And what would happen to you if you tried to get back into China?
Last time I was back in China was 2016.
Uh-huh.
And the 15th police officer bashed me really hard. Next thing I remember was I was in the hospital.
Wow. Was that at a port of entry? Was that at the airport? Or was that once you had arrived?
No, it's on the street. They were checking the ID and then I was wearing the singlet. And I've got the moon star tattoo. Like, because obviously we're Turkish, we're not Chinese. I've got the moon star tattoo in my back.
Uh huh.
So after this, just because of that tattoo, Moonstar tattoo.
Right. So yeah. So clearly, sure. Clearly, returning to China is not an option for you.
Yeah, but if I can see my wife and son, if it's possible to exchange a life, I can go back, you know.
Yeah.
As a dad, as a family member.
Yeah.
As a husband, I'll do anything to protect them.
Yeah, totally. I'm sure you would. And so you're speaking with you're communicating to your wife through intermediaries. Is any of those intermediaries a personal friend of yours or just a contact?
Like, yeah, like some of my friend and some of her friend. But you know, that to be honest, the way I'm contacting them, like because of I'm contacting them, I know one day they're going to go into jail as well. Mm-hmm. So I feel guilty a little bit. But as I said, as a dad, as a father, as a husband, I just want to know my wife and my son is safe.
Yeah, I kind of imagine the stress and anxiety you're going through right now. That's
man, I can't even sleep at night. I was thinking to suicide. Look, I'm here as a refugee, first generation. Finally, I have a second generation, my son.
Mm-hmm.
And if my wife going to jail, and if I can't see my son, what's the point of I'm living?
Hmm.
And I want the Australian government to understand this. Put themselves in my situation.
Yeah. Do you have any...
And even my parents in the overseas, they're in the United States at the moment, they can't even, with the holiday visa, they can't even go back. They're terrified to go back.
Yeah. Your parents are obviously, yeah, they're Uyghur as well.
Yeah, I've got parents and I've got two relatives. Mm-hmm. I don't want to mention they.
Sure.
Like boy or girl, like, but yeah, one is in Turkey, one is in the US. So now my parents staying with my sister in the US.
All right.
With the holiday visa.
Okay, and your parents are free to visit you in Australia and you're free to visit them in the United States, right?
Yeah, but I don't know Australian government going to give the visa,
mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure they can come here.
Right, okay. Well, I'm sure your parents want you to keep living, that's for sure, Mark.
Yes, but... As I said, it's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
I think you've been... I read a lot of your article. I think you've been to Urumqi, so you know it better.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. It's, like, where is your level of confidence that something is happening? You know...
I have a hope. Hope is never going to die, especially after I see the Green Senator Nick McKean.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another hope, you know, like...
You met with him face-to-face?
No, I was talking to him via internet.
Okay, right. Okay.
So,
Good.
He's really a good guy. I really appreciate what he's doing to me.
Would you mind if
So,
I would you mind if I spoke to him regarding your situation?
yes, I think he doesn't mind if he's not really busy.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of ways that I can, I can maybe, offer whatever limited help that I can to.
Yeah, please speak to any, because all I need is a more parliament member, more people with the humanity. Because I don't have a hope for the Chinese government. They lost the humanity. The things they're doing to my 8-month-old baby. Imagine, he's drinking the milk. Suddenly, one day, he stopped drinking the milk. I don't know how they can do that, but I don't have a hope for the Chinese government, but I do have a hope from the Australian government.
Well, I think you're very correct in that analysis. I think that's probably.
And I know, I saw a lot of advertisement on the street, Australian love to help, Australian love to help. It's true. I believe Julie Bishop will help me. I believe Alan Tudge will help me, give citizen to my son. I believe they will do it. But it's thing is the time is closing. Like, I only have 60 days. So I wish they can be a little bit quicker.
60 days from pretty much now.
Okay,
You
sorry.
see, you say you're the deadline is 60 days. That's from.
60 days, yeah.
Right.
'Cause my baby's actually he's 10 months old now, so 2 months left. To be honest, I can't say 60 days. Maybe it's tomorrow. You never know what's gonna happen in Urumqi tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And so you and what you've obviously contacted the Chinese authorities about
No, I
this.
didn't
Okay.
contact with the Chinese because
Do
it's
you
gonna
think
put my
they'll make it worse?
family in more danger.
Do you have
That's the
a
reason I can't say my name, I can't say my wife's name.
is do you
Because it's gonna put them in more danger.
Do you have other family members still in that in the region?
One of my cousin passed away in the prison with his head was smashed. And they didn't even let the people to see their face. They just bury him like that. They didn't even allow the family member to open the face. And it's really shocked.
I'm so sorry. That's
Yeah, like
just.
that's the thing happening in the prison. So I don't want my wife to go into prison.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I want to say, to be honest, I'm really angry, not because of the Chinese government, because as I said, there's no hope from the China anymore. They lost the humanity. But I'm angry at the United Nations. Why they're not saying anything about these kind of things? There's more than 1 million people in the jail for doing nothing, innocent people. Why United Nations not gonna say anything? Why most strongest country? Why the free country, most freedom country, United States, America? Why they're not gonna say anything about this? That just because of your Muslim?
Well, that's not a far-fetched theory. In the world, the United Nations has turned its back on, a lot of people, and particularly powerful countries like China because of their economic power that they have with other countries at the United Nations.
I'm telling you something. The way they're taking our country, they're gonna take some other countries as well. The world needs to wake up.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We were thinking like you guys as well. Oh, they're good. They have good trading. Or we can make money from the Chinese people. That's why we lost our country like that. Without the fight, without the war, just like that. And world need to wake up.
I agree with you, Mark. That's, China's had a policy of peaceful prosperity for the last, 5 decades, but now they've been focusing on their internal economic engine, and now they're looking outward like all powers do. And a lot of countries in Southeast Asia are very nervous now about China, like Vietnam and the Philippines. And just to see what China's doing to the Uyghur Muslim population, that's what China will probably do to other countries it takes over. like it did with Uzbekistan?
100%. It just does. It's about the timing. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. If we're all not going to wake up.
Yeah. I don't know what comfort I can give you, Mark. Other than, you know, I'm going to do my best to create awareness about your situation. Obviously, without mentioning your name.
Thank you. Sorry if my English is bad. When I came here, I couldn't speak nothing, like no English at all. I learned English.
You're in Australia.
So.
Your English is excellent, and you even have an Australian accent now.
No way.
Mark. Well, thanks so much for talking with me. Keep in contact with me, and I'll do my best to do what I can do at my end.
Okay. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah. Thanks, Margaret. You get some. It must be early morning in Sydney now.
I can't sleep. It's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Couldn't sleep.
Okay.
It's not easy to sleep until I see my family.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you try and get some rest, my friend, and we'll be in contact.
Thank you, CJ.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Good night. Nice to speak with you. Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning into the Channel of Rage podcast. And a reminder to check out the important work KGUK is doing to encourage the rule of law and due process in the war on terror by visiting www.cage.ngo. And please follow the cjpost.com, a news site dedicated to bringing you news and information too often ignored by the mainstream media. Thank you very much.